Part 1. Topic 1. Technique 9, Reasoning Based on Common Sense. You might think that common sense reasoning is less than adequate for solving problems, and for supporting the validity of the statements in your document. However, if used under the right set of circumstances, it can be an excellent technique for problem solving and for supporting the material in your document. Common sense reasoning might appear to be an oversimplified technique, but it is actually a relatively complex process. We are not aware of the complexity, because usually it takes place in automatic or semi-automatic fashion. To explain common sense reasoning, required 2 chapters, and to define it in detail required about 500 words. Subtopic: Common Sense Reasoning Defined in 500 Words. Based on the way I am using the terminology, common sense reasoning is a type of reasoning and information retrieval technique that is commonly used by children and adults, regardless of their level of education. Common sense reasoning takes place in the mind. It usually involves retrieval of information from long-term memory, which usually is coupled with sensory data from the environment. The reasoning process often involves manipulating or modifying the above in various ways, usually in the mind, to solve a problem or obtain a goal. At the simplest level, the goal may be to move from one section of the room to another, and the problem might be avoiding an obstacle that presents a tripping hazard. At a more complex level, the goal and problem may involve relatively complicated major life decisions. Common sense reasoning includes the mental reasoning and information retrieval techniques used to communicate, to interpret the environment, and to carry out daily activities. The exact nature and process of common sense reasoning is determined by the individual and the problem or goal he or she is dealing with at a specific point in time. However, common sense reasoning involves one or more of the following. 1. Basic information, facts, etiquette, rules, and ways of interpreting reality, and performing basic tasks, known by most people within a society. This material is learned primarily by observing the physical environment, and watching and talking to family, friends, neighbors, and peers. 2. General knowledge obtained from experiences that most people encounter in daily life, within a specific society. This involves common experiences that most people encounter in childhood, adolescence, and in adult life. For example, we learn from experience how to walk, talk, and how to perceive and interpret our environment. We also learn from experience how to perform basic tasks, and how to avoid problems. We learn from experience that if you drop a fragile object, it will usually break when it hits the floor. We learn if we trip, we might hurt ourselves, if we break rules, we might be punished, and if you fight with someone, they might fight back, etc. 3. The ability to derive new information and solutions to problems, which are not based on prior learning or experience. This includes retrieving from long-term memory, basic information, experiences, and most importantly sensory data, which is processed and/or manipulated in various ways to solve a problem or obtain a goal. This is a complex component, and it is explained in detail in Topic 3. Based on the above definition, any type of logic or information retrieval that involves the computer, or pencil and paper is not common sense reasoning. Common sense reasoning primarily takes place in the mind, usually at a relatively quick pace. Keep in mind that the definition presented in this subtopic represents the material and focus of this chapter. I am presenting educated common sense reasoning in another chapter, which involves more complex learning and experiences. Topic 2. The complexity of common sense reasoning. Most of us are probably not fully aware of the complexity involved with common sense reasoning, because it takes place more or less automatically. This is very different from formal deductive and inductive reasoning, which involves consciously and deliberately evaluating a set of premises that leads to a conclusion. With common sense reasoning, the steps leading to the conclusion are usually carried out quickly and somewhat automatically. This represents very efficient and quick processing, which was probably necessary for the survival of early human beings, living in forests and jungles with dangerous wild animals. When the early humans encountered an animal, they had to decide quickly if they should run, climb a tree, hold still, ignore the animal, or attempt to kill it for food. A miscalculation might mean death, severe injury, or starvation. The rapid processing involved with common sense reasoning is essential for communication, which is explained in the following subtopic. Subtopic: Communication and Common Sense Reasoning. When we talk to other people, we are primarily using common sense reasoning to process the verbal information we receive and to construct the phrases we verbalize. This involves quick evaluations of the phrases we hear, as well as a quick construction of our verbal responses. This rapid processing could not be obtained with any type of formal logic. Subtopic: Perception, Locomotion, and Common Sense Reasoning. The way we perceive our environment and the objects we encounter in daily life involves common sense reasoning. This involves rapid perception and interpretation of the objects, people, and animals in our environment. All of this is done without any awareness of the specific steps and/or premises involved with the mental processing.